Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
The Mars landing, of course, yesterday. Wow, wasn't that exciting footage?
It was, yeah, incredible. They finally got the rover up there, the Curiosity. Now, it took 8 months to get it up there.
Mm-hmm.
It cost $2.5 billion. Now, over the next 2 years, it's going to be going all over Mars to try and find microscopic organisms or life living on Mars.
Yeah, damn straight. I tell you what, it was exciting stuff. It's like equipped with this laser so it can cut rocks and like look in them for microbes stuff.
Fossilised animals, just sort of like, you know, when the dinosaurs all died off.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying there's dinosaurs on Mars?
There could possibly be dinosaurs on Mars. We won't know unless the Curiosity finds it.
Kids, this won't be in school.
don't listen to me, no.
So what we're doing is today we're talking about the fact that they haven't discovered any intelligent life out there so far. It's time for you to dob in someone who also is displaying no signs of intelligent life today. That's right, dob in someone stupid. 13 12 16 is the number. Joanne joins us this morning. Joanne, who did you want to dob in?
Brownie.
Oh, Joanne, what have I done now?
Well, you just said that Mars was the closest planet.
Isn't it?
Oh, Lord.
I'm sure it is.
What is the closest planet?
Mercury? Venus? Earth,
Mars.
Mars?
Yeah, I thought Mars was closest to Earth. That's what I meant.
Hang on, maybe I'm the one who's not the same.
Yes! Yes! Brownie won for once. Oh, that's all right. A slight moment of confusion.
It's me. You're smarter than me, Brownie.
Wow, that's the first time anyone said that ever. And I mean that, the first time ever. Thank you, Joanne.
Wow.
Slight confusion. What do you reckon they're going to send the next rover Discovery to for searching for signs of intelligent life?
Okay, Mars is the closest planet. Have we checked out the moon yet?
We should send them to the Shire. Been keeping up with MasterChef on Southern Cross 10, Brownie?
That's it, yeah. Catching a few episodes here and there. It's great to see our very own MasterChef, Kate Brax, back on the TV screens once again.
They're doing charity stuff last night.
That's it, yeah. Cooking for, obviously, the MasterChef All-Stars. They're all together for their charities. That's right. And it was the blue team last night from 2009, consisting of Julie, Poe, Chris, and Justine, cooking for their charities. Now, it was those the meals that they cooked back in their series back in 2009 that they were terrified of. You know, they stuffed it up big time back in the day, and it was their chance to redeem themselves, get back on the TVs once again, and cook these amazing meals.
Wow.
Did a pretty good job as well, I think. You know, a couple of years has gone past, but of course, some of them were still actually terrified.
I think the challenge should have been for them to eat those exact meals that they made on that date back in 2009. Oh. You got to eat these now, you stuff them up, and now you're going to learn from it.
It's just been, you know, festering away in the fridge somewhere.
Remember the point where we were talking about you being on MasterChef?
Yeah, that's right.
I watched that episode, and I was a little disappointed because I didn't actually see you in any of the scenes. Because you were meant to be, for the listeners just joining us, you were meant to be in the scenes with Kate Brax as she hosted a dinner party town.
There was a bit of a flashback scene in the very first episode when it was like catching up with all the MasterChef contestants about, you know, what they've been doing and stuff That's right. And there was a specific scene filmed right here in Orange down at the Hardback Cafe, and I was lucky enough to go along and have dinner cooked for me by Kate Brax.
Were you?
I was. And the thing is, the whole MasterChef crew came down there to film a special segment and stuff like that, and unfortunately
you got cut.
I got cut.
You
I
got
did
cut.
Like, there was honestly, if you freeze the TV screen for like 1 millisecond, you can see the side of my face.
But that's debatable. I'm not sure if it's you.
It was me.
Or just some homeless guys wandered into set and sat down for a meal.
I was about to say, you know, who else has an awesome beard like that? But there's quite a few people around town that have awesome beards too.
There's plenty of beards around town. So I was quite shocked that you lied to me about being on the show.
I did not lie to you.
And not just me, you lied to our listeners, and we are all so hurt by it. But it looked like a fantastic dinner party.
It was amazing, yeah, definitely.
And let's talk dinner parties this morning. Let's do that time-old classic of the hypothetical. If you could invite anyone, any famous person, any family member, anyone from time, history, past, present, future, anyone, who would you invite to your dinner party? And for you, Brandy, I know where you'll go It'll be some sort of a rock star.
No, you know what? I'm going to go somewhere completely different because we do know I'm a big fan of Tom DeLonge and Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars and Blink-182.
Oh, okay, yes.
But the thing is, I'm going to go somewhere a little bit different today, okay?
Okay.
I would really love to have dinner with all of those people who compete in like those eating competitions. Like, you know, the hot dog eating competitions where they smash out like 40 hot dogs in 5 minutes. The reason behind that...
Yeah, please, I'm just waiting for the kicker.
For once in my life, I'll be surrounded by people who eat faster than I do.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, like, there's a lot of people who I sort of have dinner with who complain that I eat too fast. But the thing is, I'm enjoying the meal that much that I'm actually, you know, scoffing it down because it tastes so good.
Wow, all right, there you go.
So, of course, you know, whenever we're out having dinner with people, normally a meal that would take about 15 minutes to finish, I'd smash it in two.
I mean, if you're going to host it and put it on... they'll be severely disappointed because all they're going to get at the moment is bread and water.
Exactly, spot on.
You don't have a lot in the cupboard at the moment.
Nothing at the moment right now. But Chris, okay, you're throwing the biggest dinner party ever, the Chris Baskerville dinner party.
Uh-huh.
Who comes along to it?
Oh, it's got to be the cast from The Shire, doesn't it? It'd have to be. You want some scintillating conversation.
But they wouldn't eat anything, though. They're just going to sit there and put makeup on and inject Botox into their face.
All of them. Get the guys along as well.
That's the crew, okay.
That's fine.
And, like, what would you talk about?
I'd say, yeah, that's a beautiful tan you've got. It's the colour's obviously barbecue chicken, which we're also serving tonight. Would you like some of yourself?
You know what? I would put my hand up to come along to that.
Yeah, that'd be good,
wouldn't
it? I think
that would be a very interesting dinner party.
The conversation would just be amazing.
It would be. It's like my dad bought me this car this week, and he bought me a new nose job
A new nose job. Obviously, he bought me a nose job, but it's healing at the moment, so it's not fully taken yet. Idea. 13, 12, 16, listeners. What do you reckon? Call in, tell us. Who would you invite to your dinner party? Best caller today? We'll pick up tickets to Stereosonic.
That's it, happening in Sydney November 24th this year.
Alison joins us firstly. Alison, who are you going to invite to your dinner party?
I think Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, okay.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, I think.
Why are you a big fan of both of them?
Because they're the hottest couple in the world.
Because they're the hottest couple in the world, all right.
Yeah.
And they're the best couple in the world right now, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
I don't know, is that a good idea to invite hot people, or should you be... I'd be inclined to fill the party with uggos.
What, to make yourself look better and feel good?
Hey, guy, hottest guy in the room right here. Just, if you're looking for me, I'll be here.
Has that never happened to you before?
Oh, come on, look at me. Has it ever happened?
You're a good-looking guy, Chris.
Don't give me loaded questions.
You're a good-looking guy.
It's never happened. I'm the guy in the corner, sitting under the sink, eating pudding. Now, sitting on -2 outside, a bit of a chilly morning. And, Brandy, that can't help for your rib today. I mean,
no.
You reckon you've cracked it, you've broken it, you've chipped it or something.
That's it. A couple of weeks ago, did a bit of a stunt, went down the footy training, took a bit of a tumble. And since then, I've actually been experiencing a few problems with it. Mm-hmm. I honestly do believe that it's cracked or maybe even broken. The problem is I haven't gone to see a doctor about it because I just always seem to put it off.
You just don't like going to see the doctor?
That's it. Unless I'm actually on my deathbed, I probably won't go see a doctor because I feel like I don't need medical help. I feel like I'm being a bit of a pain. But you're going in and seeing the doctors.
Oh, bit of a nuisance.
Yeah.
Inconvenience.
I don't want to go see a doctor if it's not really that much of a big deal.
Instead, you want to complain to everyone else.
Exactly.
Well,
the thing is, like, I need to talk to everyone because everyone has to listen.
Yeah.
They're forced to listen.
All right. Well, 13, 12, 16 this morning. Hey, what do you put off? Much like Brandy, is it going to the doctor? Is it putting the trash out like me? 13, 12, 16 is a number. Stu joins us. Morning, Stu. What do you put off, buddy?
I've been putting off going to the doctor myself for quite a while.
Yeah, how long?
A few years now. I've got this problem with my ass.
Yeah, really? Okay, yeah. Tell us more.
Yeah, I need a new one because mine's got a big crack in it.
Well, I'm sure someone can get some no more gaps and fix it up for you.
No, boys.
Yes, thank you, Stu. 13, 12, 16 is the number. Jason joins us. Jason, what are you putting off, mate?
guys, I'm putting off packing up my house, eh?
Oh, you're moving, are you?
Yeah, I'm out of here, and I've got like four boxes, massive ones, sitting in my kitchen, and I reckon I've got two pots and pans in it, and I think about six glasses. That's about it so far.
No, and packing is always the worst.
It's horrible, isn't it? I mean, especially when you say you come from a small house where you don't have a lot of stuff, and then you move into a bigger house, and you fill that house up, then it's double the time that you need to pack.
I find that if you're not quick with the unpacking, there's still boxes already packed when you move next time. So you go, you know what? That's ready to go.
Yeah, spot on. Because you moved house in the past 6 months. Is that right?
No, past year.
Past year, past okay. Year. And have you still got boxes around your place?
No, it's finally done.
How's this? I was going through a cupboard the other day. I found a box from when I first moved down here. I haven't opened it yet.
Wow.
How lazy is that?
It was marked pet dog. That's a joke.
Oh, my rib.
You okay? How's that rib going?
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.